And welcome into another edition of Off to the Races. I am your host, Mike Bozich. You've got my 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us for the program here today. Before we get started, we do want to let you know that our program each and every week is brought to you by these following great folks: the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. We've got Caring Down to a Science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit us online at cashmans.com. Great stuff coming up today. We had a sit down with driver Dexter Dunn, one of the, I don't want to say newest because he's been around for quite a while, but he's from New Zealand. He's coming here and he is doing some great driving in the States, not only in the state of Ohio, but across the Grand Circuit. And we're going to talk to Dexter Dunn about his drive last week in the Carl Milstein Memorial aboard Twisted Destiny. And I guarantee you're going to see him in the Little Brown Jug coming up in just a month or so. Plus, we've got lots left on this edition of the program here today. We're going to talk top 10 Little Brown Jug. Yes, that's right. We've got Little Brown Jug Countdown coming up on this edition of Off to the Races. We will be back in just a moment on Off to the Races on My 96.7.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
And we are back on My 96.7 WDLR at AM 1270. And we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us. How about the Little Brown Jug coming up in less than a month? We are going to have extended coverage, by the way, from each and every day of the Little Brown Jug right here on My 96.7. And our good friend Jay Wolf from the Little Brown Jug is releasing his top jug contenders. And, you know, I kind of feel bad because I missed week one, but week two is in the books of his top jug contenders. And we're going to talk about it from the top 10 jug eligibles. And I know there's only seven, but you know what? Let's listen to the quality of the seven. Number one, of course, Prince Hal Hanover, trained by Dr. Ian Moore, driven by Todd McCarthy. We're going to hear a little bit more about driver Todd McCarthy a little bit later on in this program from our guest, Dexter Dunn. And he affectionately calls him Toddy, if you listen to his interview coming up over the next about 15 or 20 minutes or so. But anyway, Prince Hal Hanover, of course, disqualified from the Meadowlands Pace, getting his revenge in the Adios, taking the Carl Milstein Memorial in our neck of the woods at Northfield Park. He is number one in the Little Brown Jug poll. Number two, Lou Print. Now, this is a horse that was dominating at three, of course, in the Pepsi North America Cup. Some just awesome efforts. And then having a little bit of an injury, now fighting back for the Burke Brigade. Now, by the way, trainer Ron Burke has just won his 16,000th training win back last Tuesday. So, Blueprint number two. Number three, Captain Optimistic, owned by Three Brothers Stable, Marvin Katz, Cabbing Art Farms, Nancy Tactor, the trainer. Dexter Dunn has been driving this horse, and we did not ask him about Captain Optimistic, by the way, on this program, just so you know. But Captain Optimistic was a horse that was highly regarded in the beginning, and it's just kind of been, you know, he's hanging in there as far as the good three-year-olds in the nation. Number four, Poppy's Rocket, another horse owned by Burke Racing, Weaver Buscemi, Knox Services, Slaughter Racing, Burke Brigade, and yeah, he's been up right up there as well. Number five, Light Up the World, the big, big close in one of the Pepsi North America Cup eliminations, owned by Mac Nickel, Carol Nickel, Trambatoni beating James McDonald. I'll tell you what, if you don't know this guy, James McDonald, really, really cool guy to get to know. He wears a lot of the harness racing cams that you might see on Facebook, released by a lot of different people on Facebook, that gives you an actual virtual ride in the sulky. Number six, Poppy's Pistol, owned by Shannon DePinto, Chris R. Benitez, Anthony Peretti, Brad Shackman, Sam DePinto trains. Number seven, Thirsty Thursday. Horse I had the chance to see at Harris, Philadelphia, by Flying Air Racing and Chuck Pompey for trainer Hunter Oaks. Number eight, Crackshot, owned by Greg McNair, Dale Hunter, Frank Brundle, George Kerr, trained by Greg McNair. Number nine, Fallout, and by Bob LeBlanc, trained by Tony Lonnie for Pride Stables and Caviar Farms. And number 10, I, Captain Deo, owned by Gino Tascani, trained by Jerry McNair, and of course, Todd McCarthy has been the regular driver of this horse. The top 10s of the Little Brown Jug will be posted weekly on ustrotting.com. Make sure that you check him out. When we come back, we're going to talk to driver Dexter Dunn. He had the drive on Twisted Destiny, the runner-up in the Carl Milstein Memorial. He's going to be facing some good competition again coming up later on today. Back in a flash.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
And we are back on Off to the Races. You've got my 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And right now we are joined by driver Dexter Dunn, who has really taken North America by storm since he has been here over the last few seasons. And of course, we had a chance to see him in the Carl Milstein Memorial with Twisted Destiny finishing a good second. Dexter, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hey, Mark, how you doing, mate? Thanks for having me on.
Tell us a little bit about how you got started in the sport of harness racing and kind of your beginnings.
Yeah, no, I was born and raised in New Zealand. I was brought up by my father, Robert, along with my mother, Rose. Had a horse farm, trained horses. And, I was brought up on a horse farm. My father actually retired from training for a few years when I was from about 5 to 11 and got back into it. And I think it was from when I was about 11 years old when RJ started training again, I got back into it. And from there, really never looked back. I've really been into horses my whole life. And I did do it a year and a half in Australia when I was 16, 17. And actually, my first race day drive was over there. And I went back and got a job with Crandall Getty, leading train in New Zealand, and was there with him for, I think it was about 11 or 12 years before I moved over here, Mike. So, really been in horse racing my whole life, but been over here now 7 years.
Now, Dexter, boy, it just seems like yesterday, too, 7 years already. Dexter, there's, and we watch harness racing from New Zealand, Australia, TVG and FanDuel show it a lot, and it seems like there's a difference in style between how you have to drive over there versus how you have to drive over here. Was that quite an adjustment for you when you came here to the States?
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, the racing is completely different, to be honest, Mike. New Zealand especially, we race over longer distances. There's nothing for you to make three different moves in a race over there, racing over long distance. There's usually a lot more horses too in a field. In 2011, I was in the World Drivers' Championships here in America, representing New Zealand, and I did 3 months before the championship started, staying with Chris Ryder, and I sort of got the experience of the American racing. So when I moved here 7 years ago, I already knew, what to expect. It really did help me in the fact that I knew what I was walking into as such, I guess you could say. But it still took quite a bit of adjusting, because back home you could be patient or aggressive, and you could be aggressive twice in a race. Whereas over here, it's sort of like one move a race might win or lose you the race. So it did definitely take a little bit of adjusting. But, like I said, I sort of knew what I was walking into, so I was ready to more prepared, I guess you could say, to adjust quicker.
Now, you talked about your connections with trainer Chris Ryder, who's about to be in the Hall of Fame, by the way. Unbelievable career that he has had here in the Northern Hemisphere. Was there anything else? I mean, what was kind of the decision-making process that you finally decided, I'm going to make the jump, I'm going to the States?
Well, I remember when I was young, I don't know, 12, 13, 14, New Zealand... each track doesn't have their own race channel. It's like it's one channel, and like every year they would show, this is like way before social media these days, but I mean every year on Trackside, which is the one racing channel in New Zealand, they'd show the Hamiltonian, the Meadowlands Pace, North Bergen Cup, Little Brown Jug, that kind of stuff. And I always I was so fascinated by it. I thought the drivers over here were movie stars to me, like John Campbell, for example. I mean, so I always had it in my head, I think, Mike, that I wanted to, give America a shot at racing, or just even come over and be a groomer. I didn't really care, to be honest, when I was that age. But I think I always had it in my head, and I did my 3 months here in 2011, and I think when I went back home after that, I just felt like if I'd never done it, I would, I'd always regret it. So I just got to a stage one day where I was, I was at the top over in New Zealand, so it's always hard to leave that situation. But I think I got to a stage one day and I just thought, it's now or never. I think I was getting my late 20s. I wasn't getting younger, and, it's not a sort of it's more of a young man's sport than an old man's sport as far as a driver goes. So I just woke up one day and thought, you know, I've got to do it. So I decided to make the move.
Visiting with driver Dexter Dunn, drove with Twisted Destiny to a second-place finish in the Carl Milstein Memorial last Saturday at Northfield Park. Now, Dexter, before we actually talk about the horses, I do want to ask you this question. You know, you've done it. You've made the move. You've committed. You've had a lot of success out here. Now we see some of the younger guys trying to maybe fit into those footsteps, like Jack Callahan, for instance. He's out here. He's on vacation. He's kind of testing the American waters. What would you say to somebody coming from overseas that may not be familiar with this style? What would be some of the advice that you can give them to be successful here to make it in the States?
Well, I think you know, you got to have self as a driver, Mike. You got to have self confidence for one. You got to believe in yourself that you can do it, which is always no different than when I come over here. I honestly thought that I'd be over here 3-4 months, give it a shot, hopefully get one stakes win, and then I'd head back on to New Zealand. But you got to believe in yourself that you can do it. That's number one, I think. I definitely think that you know, myself, Toddy, you know, proved we can come from the other side of the world and come over here and compete at a high level. So I think that gives a lot of confidence. But the one thing I would say, you know, just one, be yourself, but, you know, be open to everybody that when you come over here. I think, you know, everywhere in the world I've traveled racing, harness racing, it's just great people everywhere you go. So, you know, it's not a hard thing to do. It's just be polite, talk to people, be open, take advice wherever you can get it, especially from people that have been there and done that. And also, never be scared to ask a question, Mike. I think that's the big thing, you know, in my career. I never be scared to ask a question and find out new information, because I think in racing you're always learning. You're always learning new stuff. No matter how many years you've been involved, there's always something new going on, and you keep up with that. So, but you know, you'll be prepared to make that move and give it a shot.
Visiting with Dexter Dunn. Dexter, let's get to the horses now. Twisted Destiny. This has really been an amazing story. And we talked to one of the owners, Scott Allberg, last week about, you know, the horse really wasn't, you know, I don't want to say supposed to be much, but, you know, he really wasn't supposed to kind of have the success that he was supposed to have. So kind of a Cinderella story in that aspect. But, you know, he has really come around. He's hung with the big boys. He's raced as one of the premier three-year-olds this season. And, you know, and I know you've been his main driver. Can you tell us a little bit about this horse, and when did you kind of know that he was going to be something special?
Well, to be honest, I trained him at Chris's barn before he qualified as a two-year-old last year. I think I qualified him, baby raced him a couple of times, and never really drove him last year. You know, the schedule we have, I was out in Lexington, and he was in the out in PA. I never really connected with him too much as far as racing goes, but he's always a really nice horse. This year, you know, he's an absolute you know, athlete. He's got a great attitude, and yeah, he's one of those horses that really wants to win. I mean, he's not overly big, he's not overly strong when you looked at him, but when you sit behind him, he really is a horse. He's had a great year. I thought his run in the Adios was unbelievable. You know, he's left out the first half in 53, basically. And, you know, didn't get beat by much. And then his run in Norfolk the other night was the same thing. Toddy Torse rides great on the front, Prince El Hanover. And I just wasn't close enough to him coming off the last turn to catch him. But, yeah, he does everything you want a racehorse to do, to be honest. He's got beautiful manners, great attitude, and he wants to win, so yeah, he's having a great year, and hoping we can, you know, get closer and peel one off Saturday there at Pocono.
Yeah, really, it seems like Prince Al Hanover's raced with a kind of a chip on his shoulder, so to speak, after being disqualified from the Meadowlands Pace, coming back to win the Adios, coming back to win the Carl Milstein. But it really did seem like it. I don't, you had the second tier, you had the second over trip. It did seem like you had a little bit more left in the tank in the Milstein.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, like we had a good trip, sticking over there. But the with the last quarter was pretty quick and short straight there at Northfield. So, you know, with a three-way run the last turn and we were going, full speed basically. So, my horse was great. I couldn't be more happy with it, to be honest. So I thought it'd been a great run, and Prince Al was too good on the front, but. He does everything, like I said before, Mike, he does everything you want him to do. He's a proper racehorse.
Of course, it'll be the rematch coming up in the Max Empt at Pocono on Sunstakes Saturday, which is a little bit later on this afternoon. Of course, the show being taped on a Wednesday, but, Saturday action, you've got, once again, Prince Al Hanover versus Twisted Destiny. It's starting to become a little bit of a rival here in the sport of harness racing. Anything different that you got in mind, maybe strategy-wise at Pocono? Are you going to want to kind of keep that in your vest?
I mean, we drew the second tier at Northfield, so we were sort of dictated by the horse. We followed it out, but I know Prince Al's got the drawing the one, and he's got an extremely good gaze feed, and we're drawing three. But I mean, I'm going to have to push out there hard enough to try and get across there early. So at least we're drawing the front line and handy enough that we can be a little bit more handy. He's the kind of horse, Mike. I mean, honestly, last week at Northfield, I would have rather probably been first over with him than second over on that track, because he's he can really put in some good miles and he doesn't seem to get tired. So we'll be pushing out there pretty hard and we'll try and make him a good race out of it for sure.
All right, we're going to see another horse that you have had the pleasure of driving for, trainer Chris Ryder, Mickey and Minnie. Boy, she has just been outstanding in her division. Another nice win at Harrah's Philadelphia. I believe that's her fourth win in a row, and now you're going to have a chance to drive her once again coming up at Pocono on Saturday. Boy, she has really been a blast for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, this filly, she's truly amazing. I've been extremely lucky. I've driven some great fillies, all for Chris Ryder, really. I mean, Party Girl Hill, Nikki Hill, Twinby Joe Fresh, and now Mickey and Minnie. And, I think she's pushing her way to the top of the list. I thought Party Girl Hill was the best filly I've ever driven. But, she's just unbelievable what this filly can do. Really looking forward to taking on Chantilly. She's only beaten once, the filly from Canada. But, Mickey, she can... She's one of those fillies that really wants to get the bit in the teeth and do it the tough way and sort of likes it that way too. So, it's really been an amazing run and a really good last 8 months or so.
All right, fantastic. One more to ask you about, of course, the budding rivalry in the older mares division. Boy, it has been fantastic to see Sylvia Hanover and Twin B Joe Fresh do battle. Sylvia's got the best of you, that it seemed like the last time or two. But give us kind of your thoughts on Twin B Joe Fresh and where she's at kind of in her form cycle at the present.
Yeah, I mean, these two fillies racing each other, and Sylvia definitely had the better of Twin B Joe Fresh. Last year, Twin B Joe Fresh was unbelievable. I mean, she had an incredible year. And started this year off great too. And, playing where she over-raced pretty badly. And last started at Meadowlands on Hambo Day. No matter how good Sylvia was, I just really wasn't happy with the way she finished the mile. So she's actually out in the paddock a little bit. She had a week or two off. Twin B Joe Fresh might miss a couple of those men's races and we'll come back later in the year. So we were really disappointed, probably Hambo Day. I mean, it doesn't look bad on paper. But knowing this mare, just the way the feel she gave me was not herself. So in saying that, though, Sylvia Hanover has been unbelievable the last couple of starts. But it's a good rivalry and we're hoping we can get our mare back to peak performance and take her on again.
All right, sounds good, Dex. Well, listen, these great horses, they can and stay in form forever. I mean, they're athletes just like everybody else, and you know they're living and breathing creatures. So you know you can't go out there and fire your best shot each and every time.
No, absolutely, Mike. I mean, they're full bore every time they step on the racetrack, and they give you 110%. So I mean, you know, it's credit to them. They're unbelievable animals, like I said, and it can't always work out, and it can't always be 100% every time you go on the track. So especially when you're racing the great horses, so that's all the fun part. That's the fun that's involved with the game.
All right. Well, Dexter, listen, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Best of luck coming up a little bit later on today, Sun Stakes Saturday. And I'm sure we'll be seeing you in Ohio pretty soon. You know, listen, get some good purse money here, some good racing, some lucrative racing. And we know where they're the big money. We know that you're going to be there. So we'll see you in the state pretty soon, I'm sure, my friend.
I'll be back in Ohio before you know.
All right. Thank you, Dexter.
Thanks, man.
All right, that was Robert Dexter Daunted. Yeah, you are definitely going to see him in the state of Ohio, as lucrative as the racing is here, especially with the Little Brown Jug coming up less than a month away. All right, we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us on this Saturday morning. Special thanks to our sponsors, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Down to a Science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. A great, great program. We certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us once again. Make sure you email me at m_bozich if you have any questions or comments concerning the broadcast or the show. Again, that's m_bozich@yahoo.com. You can also follow me at PA Harness Week, the Facebook page, coming up tonight, a little bit later on today, actually, not tonight, a little bit later on today, around 2:30 Eastern, I am going to be having exclusive coverage of Sun Stakes Saturday at Pocono. The great horses, Ohio bred, not Ohio bred, they'll all be there at Pocono. All right, we'll see you next Saturday morning at First Post of 9:30. Good night, everybody.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.